So let's review. The Gemara continues explaining the Mishnah Daf Chav Tesim Abayz of Elu Devarim Shalev Dikachav Masurin, the Isurin Isra Hano, the items that belong to non-Jews that are forbidden in all benefits. Cheres Hadar Yani Asurin the Isurin Isra Hano. And the Gemara explains that this refers to Cheres Shal Hadar Yanis Keser. The army of the Roman Emperor Hadar Yanis would take along shards of earthenware that were absorbed with a strong Yai Nesuch, which they would later reconstitute by soaking the shards in water. These shards are Asa B'Hano. And the Gemara elaborates, Karka besula haisah shloi avda adam mi'aylam, avda v'nata v'rami le'lachamr b'gul fei chivri u'maitzi lu l'chamrayu. They planted grapevines in virgin ground that was never tilled, and this would produce a very strong wine. They stored the wine in new white barrels of cheres, which easily absorbed the wine. Then, u'matfru luhu b'chaspi v'dar b'hadayu b'chol heicha d'matru taru luhu v'shasu. They would break these barrels of cheres into shards for the soldiers to take along, and they would later soak the cheres in water and reconstitute the wine. And the Gemara adds, "Berishin shalanu kishlishi shalahen." Their wine that was produced after the third soaking was equivalent to our most superior wine. The Gemara inquires, "Ibaylu, ma'u lismach ben kari hamita? Are these shards permitted for other uses, such as to support the legs of a bed?" And this question is based on the machlekes Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yechanan, "Reitzu b'kiyume adei dava acher, chad aser v'chad shari." Rashi in Daf Samach Dal explains the "Iser reitzu b'kiyume" as follows. Yayin nesach aser lias reitzu b'kiyumen, the Yisrael mitzuba levat l'avodis kechav metash misha. One is forbidden to want the continued existence of avodah zarah because one is commanded to destroy all avodah zarah. However, our question, and the machlekes, is a case of reitzu b'kiyumen al deydava acher, an indirect reitzu b'kiyumen, because he only needs the piece of cheres for support, but he does not need the yayin nesach absorbed in it. Therefore, according to the opinion reitzu b'kiyumen al deydava acher shari, these shards are permitted for other uses. According to the opinion, Reitzu B'Kiyum Adei Dav Acher Aser, these shards are forbidden for other uses. And the Gemara concludes, Behilchasah Kamanda Aser. However, the Gemara questions the opinion of Reitzu B'Kiyum Adei Dav Acher Shari from the following braisa. Noyde Shal Evdi Kechav Mreb Shimim Lil Oim Mreshum Mreb Shub Ben Kafasoi, Aser Lasses Men Shetichin Lachamar. One is forbidden to use leather flasks that are absorbed with the Ayin Nesach to make a saddle for his donkey, even though it is Reitzu B'Kiyum Adei Dav Acher Katani Da Aser. He only needs the hide and not the yayin nesach. Nevertheless, it's forbidden. The Gemara explains as follows. According to the opinion of Reitzu B'Kiyumen al-Deydei Dav'Acher Shari, both cheres hadar yani and kagkanim, earthen jugs that are absorbed with yayin nesach, are mutarim b'hana because they are Reitzu B'Kiyumen al-Deydei Dav'Acher. However, noidos asurim b'hana, flasks made of hide that are absorbed with yayin nesach, are forbidden in other uses because gzerishim yivaka noidoi v'itlen v'itferen al-gabi noidoi. There's a concern that the Jew's wine flask might split open, and he will patch it with a piece of Noidah Shel Akim, and his wine will absorb from the actual Yayin Nesach. While Kankanim, Cheres Hadar Yani, Mutarim B'Hana, because Einim Ruim Litfor, Cheres cannot be used for a patch. And according to the opinion, Reitzu B'Kiyum Adei Dav Acher Aser, Cheres Hadar Yani Aser B'Hana, because Isei Li Isuri Be'enei, since the absorbed Yayin Nesach is extremely strong, we consider the Yayin Nesach as if it's still existent, for which we say, Reitzu B'Kiyum Adei Dav Acher Aser. However, kankanim mutarim b'hana because lesed liisur be'enei. Since the absorbed yayin nesach is not strong, we consider the yayin nesach non-existent. But nevertheless, noides asurim b'hana, even though lesed liisur be'enei, because gzerishim yibaka noide v'itlanim v'itveren al gabi noide. Mishnah continues, v'oiris levuvin asurin, v'isurin isur hana. The akum would tear open a live animal and remove its heart for avodah zarah. Therefore, this hide is forbidden in all benefits because it was an offering to avodah zarah. Reb Shimon Gamliel says it depends. Bisman shai kerish le agul aser, mashuch mutter. Only if the hole in the hide was round is the hide forbidden, because we assume that it was used for avodah zarah. But if the hole was elongated, the hide is permitted, because we assume that it was not used for avodah zarah. The Braisa adds the following distinction. Yesh lev kairid dam aser. Only if the hide also had a drop of blood is the hide forbidden, because as Rashi explains, b'yaduah shemechayim nikra. The blood indicates that this hole was made when the animal was still alive, and it was for avodah zarah. However, Einol of Karidam, Mutter, if the hide did not have a drop of blood, the hide is permitted, because Achar Hevsheita Iriboy Kach V'loy La'akum. The lack of blood indicates that the hole was made after the animal was dead, and it was not for Avodah Zarah. Rav Huna makes the following distinction regarding Einol of Karidam. Leishanu Elish Le Malchu, Mutter. Only if the hide was not salted is the hide permitted, because the lack of blood is an indication. Ava Malchay Aser, Eima Malchay Havarasli. If the hide was salted, the hide is forbidden, and the lack of blood is not an indication, because perhaps there was blood, but the salt removed it. Mishnah continues, Basra Nechnes Lavoidis Kechav Mutter. Regarding the meat of an animal that an Akum slaughtered and intends to bring to Avodah Zarah, it depends. If the meat was not yet brought inside, it is permitted, because it's not yet an offering for the Avodah Zarah. If the meat was already inside and is being brought out, it is forbidden because this meat already became an offering for Avodah Zara, which is Asa Ba'ana. This is Rabbi Kiva's opinion. The Gemara says, however, according to Rabbi Eliezer, even Basar Nichnas La'Avodah Kechavim Asar, because he holds Stam Machshavas Avodah Kechavim La'Avodah Kechavim. The general intention of an akum is for Avodah Zara, and therefore we assume that the animal was slaughtered for Avodah Zara, and its meat became to Kravis even before it was brought inside. The Mishnah continues, Ha'holchen L'tarfus Astur Losses V'Losses Imon V'Habayin Mutarn. As Shmuel explains, Avodah Kechavim Ha'holich L'tarfus. Regarding dealing with an akum who goes to the Avodah Zara, it depends. B'Halicha Aser, the Azlamaydi Kamei Avodah Kechavim. On his way to the Avodah Zarah, one may not have dealings with him because this brings happiness to the Akum and it will cause him to go and give thanks to the Avodah Zarah. B'chazar mutter ma'dahava hava. On his way back from the Avodah Zarah, one may have dealings with him because he already left the Avodah Zarah. However, Yisrael ha'ilich l'tarfus, a Jew who goes to the Avodah Zarah, halach is vice versa. B'halicha mutter d'mahadur bevel yozel. On his way to the Avodah Zarah, one may have dealings with him and there is no concern for Azal HaMaydi because he might change his mind and he won't go to the Avodah Zarah. However, B'chazara Aser, kimin da avikba mahadar hadar Azal. On his way home from the Avodah Zarah, one may not have dealings with him and there is a concern for Azal HaMaydi because since he is attached to the Avodah Zarah, he will return a second time. And the price that rules Yisrael ha'ilich l'tarfus bein malicha bein b'chazara Aser refers to Yisrael mumer devadi Azal. A renegade Jew who won't change his mind and will certainly go to the Avodah Zarah.